The White House Report.
This is President Trump's first State of the Union address. When any president gives a State of the Union address in the well of the House, they give optimistic terms about the nation, what's before them, what's been behind them, and what it can look like moving forward. So I asked Sarah Huckabee Sanders, what is the state of our union in 2018? She said,
I think it's incredible. And I think that you'll hear that in the president's words tomorrow night. Look, we've got an economy that is booming. ISIS is on the run. We're remaking the judiciary in a way that actually believes in upholding the Constitution. There are some great things happening in this country. And I think you can expect to hear the president talk about a lot of those, not only what we've been able to do in the first year, but all of the great things that we're going to do in the next 7 years after this.
Well, there's a lot of buzz around who will and won't be at the State of the Union. Well, we do know that First Lady Melania Trump will be at the State of the Union hosting her box, and in that box will be her family, all except for her son, Barron. Also, who will be attending, New Jersey Representative Donald Payne, who plans to bring undocumented high school students to the State of the Union address. But one person we know for sure who is not coming to the State of the Union address is Florida Congresswoman Frederica Wilson. Congresswoman Wilson says she does not want to attend because of the president's bigoted comments he's made during this past year. She also feels that the president's administration has not been fair to her, especially as it relates to the death of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson in Niger. April Ryan, AURN News.